With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden has dropped out of the 2024 race for the White House and given his endorsement to Vice President Harris. The president also says he intends to serve out the remainder of his term in office, ignoring calls from leading Republicans to resign. Also on SRNNews.com, both presidential campaigns are scrambling after President Biden announced he's dropping out of the race.
For the Democrats, they have no time to spare if they hope to compete against an energized GOP. With their convention starting in 4 weeks, they must refocus an entire campaign apparatus around a new presidential ticket and organize the ground game to get out to vote. The Trump campaign faces its own challenge. After focusing its attacks on Joe Biden, the former president's team must adjust its strategy heading into the final 3.5 months of campaigning. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump's campaign has spent weeks preparing for the possibility that Mr. Biden might exit the race, readying a bevy of attacks against Vice President Harris. It unleashed those ads as soon as Mr. Biden made his announcement Sunday. Many large corporations have teams that work to restore their computer system after Friday's internet outage, but small businesses are having a much tougher time.
Major customers of Microsoft and CrowdStrike, they're getting big support. You know, they have big IT budgets. But the smaller businesses that have these problems, they're kind of left on their own. So they're trying to improvise and do things to figure this out. But some are really struggling and seeing, you know, financial implications of it.
Correspondent Ann DiNocenzio reporting. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of an area in the Gaza Strip. It is designated a humanitarian zone. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 50 points. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are helping in Texas.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue that it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue the Ten Commandments belong in classrooms. This is SRN News. There have been multiple strikes in the war in Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged drone missile and shelling attacks. The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to an Air Force commander. In addition, Russia launched 3 ballistic missiles and 2 guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets, according to the commander. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has appointed a bipartisan independent panel to review this month's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Officials say the panel members will have extensive law enforcement and security experience. More details at SRNNews.com.